You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, the white American population is shrinking and getting older, a trend that's expected to leave a void in the country's workforce. We'll talk with a guest who says that immigration is key to filling that gap. First, over the last month, the one news story that seemed to tower over all others was the Trump administration's policy of separating undocumented immigrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. While the president did sign an executive order in late June aimed at ending the separations, questions still remain about how we got here and what impacts these separations might have on both children and their parents. Our next guest says that in order to better understand that impact, there's a lot we can learn from military families and how they handle separation when a parent is deployed overseas for an extended period of time. Tova Walsh joins us now. She's an assistant professor of social work and an affiliate of the Center for Child and Family Well-Being and the Institute for Research on Poverty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Her recent piece for the website The Hill is called Military Families Can Teach Us About the Cost of Family Separations. Tova, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So in your piece, you write that the insights of military families should inform our response to immigrant families who arrive at our borders. What first got you thinking about this connection in the first place?
Well, you know, as you said in your intro, this story has really dominated the news cycle. And as I was thinking about it, I realized, you know, what I look at in a very different context has an interesting parallel, because what I look at in my research with military families is the experience of relationship disruptions. It's what it's like for families to parent when there are separations and reunions that come with military deployments. And so I started thinking about how that context was different and what we might be able to learn about what really can help families.
Well, and that's, I think, a really important point that we should spend a little time on. You're saying that what we can learn is how different the military experience is from what these families at the border are experiencing. Tell us a little bit about what goes into a military family's preparations for a separation when there's a deployment.
Well, parents talk to me about really intensive preparations that they make. They spend as much time as they've got before a deployment thinking very carefully about the child care arrangements, thinking about how to best buffer their children from the impact of separation. So they know it's going to be difficult, and they spend a lot of time and effort trying to prepare their children and think about how to have them surrounded by loving caregivers, how to maintain as much continuity as they can through, you know, it might be another parent who's with the kids or a familiar relative or friend who's known and trusted and loved. They think about keeping them in the, you know, in the familiar home and having the continuity of school and daycare. And so it's a pretty powerful contrast to thinking about the experience of children who were separated from their parents at the border, where they were in a foreign environment and you know, taken away from the only person who they had that connection with and put in a context where they did not have someone who was familiar to them. So it's a very different scenario.
I'm also guessing that there is support from the military that is available, resources available for those parents who are preparing for a deployment separation.
That's right. And one of the things that the military really emphasizes and really benefits families is they emphasize the need for support before, during, and after deployment. So there's the really careful planning that goes into preparing for a deployment. There's the support that families need during that period of separation, which is very challenging. And then there's also recognition that the need for support continues after a deployment. So when parents come home, there's, you know, there's great joy that goes into being reunited, and it's a big relief for families, but it can also be very challenging to reestablish connections. And so the military recognizes, and I think we need to keep in mind when thinking about the families who were separated at the border, that the need for support really continues for an extended period of time after being reconnected.
We're talking with Tova Walsh right now. She's an assistant professor of social work at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and she wrote a recent piece for the website The Hill called Military Families Can Teach Us About the Cost of Family Separations. So, Tova, you've said that there are pretty stark differences between the separation that happens in a military family, how it's planned, where the child is, and that continuity, versus what we can guess is happening with the immigrant families at the border and what those children are experiencing. But even when it's well planned and well supported, there are impacts on children when they're separated from a parent, right?
That's right. So, you know, parents talk about you know, their own experience and their children's experience in terms of being pretty challenging. So there's the grief and loss from being apart. There is, for children, often the fear of worrying about a parent who's deployed, worrying about their well-being. And similarly, for the parent, they're worrying about their child and, you know, are they okay? How are they managing without me? You know, worries about how their child is doing in their absence. So some of those worries, I think, are comparable. So across these two situations, which are so different, one thing that is common is that, you know, children really thrive in the context of caring, stable parent-child relationships. And so, recognizing that there's an impact on children and parents when they're parted, we know that there's a great need for support.
Do you, in your practice and in your research, see a difference in children who are perhaps in a two-parent family and one parent is deployed, but they still have one parent who is there with them, versus what we're seeing with the immigrant children who are being completely removed from their parents? Does it help if there's, even if they're experiencing a loss of one parent, that there's still another parent present?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we know about children's well-being is that, you know, parents' well-being, having the presence of a parent and a parent who is, in a state where they are able to really parent sensitively and responsively, that really helps to buffer children from experiencing distress. And so in a context of deployment, when one parent is deployed and children are home with the other parent, probably the greatest predictor of children's well-being is how that parent is doing that's at home with them. So when they have strong support and experience the parent who's parenting sensitively, that's very protective. And so for the children who have been separated from a parent at the border and are not with any parent, they are really kind of on their own, and they've entirely lost the sense of safety and security and comfort that comes from a caregiver who's been, part of your life from the beginning.
It also seems that when there is a reunification, it might be very difficult for the child to understand why the parent let them go. I mean, this is a pretty complicated concept, especially for a very young child. I'm guessing that there could be long-term effects of how a child feels about the parent that they didn't protect them in their eyes.
Right. So even in the context of deployment, when it's planned for and anticipated and there's a lot of support around it, children often for an extended period of time really struggle with reconnecting. So if we're talking about very young children, they don't have the capacity to understand, where their parent went or why they were parted. And so it's going to take some time to rebuild a relationship and reestablish trust. And those kind of reconnections happen in these day-to-day, kind of everyday moments where a parent is able to respond to a child who's crying, share in laughter, provide support during hard moments. And so, over an extended period of time, that relationship is rebuilt. But even in the context of military deployment, parents talk about a very extended period of time where, for older children, there's a lot of worry. For younger and older children, there's worry that the parent might disappear again, and they're not, entirely sure about their parent's permanence. So there are lingering impacts, and in the context that we're talking about with with immigrant families who are separated at the border, we can imagine that being even more difficult because the separation was so abrupt, and there is, was not information for parents and children about when they would reunite. And so older children were not able to rely in the way that they could in a military context on, knowing and anticipating a return date. And so I think we can anticipate a lot of difficulty and a great need for support around reunification. And so one of the concerns that I have in folks who study attachment relationships and relationship disruptions, one of the concerns that we have is thinking about if families are reunited in a context of family detention, that is not a supportive environment. So when I describe the kinds of moments that support healing, it's going to be really challenging in a context where there's still a lot of stress and uncertainty.
So even if the children and the parents are reunited, if it's in that different and uncomfortable situation, that's not going to cure everything.
It's not going to cure everything. It will mean a lot, absolutely, to be reunited and to be together. But, for example, in what I've been reading about the family detention setting, there are often rules like, a parent can't take a child into their bed to comfort them at night, or they can't go to them at certain times. If you think about those kinds of regulations being in place, that puts limits on how responsive a parent can be to their child and their ability to parent in the way that feels right to them.
And we'll have to leave it there. Tova, thank you so much for joining us today. Tova Walsh is an assistant professor of of Social Work and an affiliate of the Center for Child and Family Well-Being and the Institute for Research on Poverty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Her recent piece for the website The Hill is called Military Families Can Teach Us About the Costs of Family Separation. Stay with us here on Central Time.